Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition, the happier happy hour. CJ, you keep my president's name out of your effing mouth. That's all I got to say to you, fella. 844-967-2789. You could be a part of this big show. The former president, Donald Trump, went down to Georgia this weekend. Not a well-attended rally, but he basically made his intent clear. He's going to run for a get-out-of-jail-free card. He's running for re-election. Did all but make that announcement to a sparsely attended rally down south. Let me read some of the coverage thereof. At his poorly attended campaign-style rally Saturday at a racetrack in Georgia, former President Donald Trump all but formally announced that he's going to try and reclaim his former job in 2024. I could have told you that. Dom's never quite embraced that thought, but of course Trump's running. One reason that he might have to run again, according to former assistant U.S. Attorney General Dennis Aftergut, writing for The Bulwark, is that Trump wants to cloak himself in the immunity of the presidency to shield himself from federal prosecutions on charges stemming from the deadly January 6th insurrection. I don't know if you heard this earlier in the big show, but a federal, judge came out in California, 44-page ruling, the Eastman. You know, can Eastman shield the Trump memos? No, he may not, because of the crime fraud exemption. Effectively, the federal judge said the former president committed crimes. Probably. A little bit more. Trump wants to cloak himself in the immunity of the presidency to shield himself from federal prosecution on charges stemming from the deadly January 6th insurrection. Here's a quote of Aftergut. Two motivations appear to lead the pack of emotional wolves that maraud Trump's brain. First, as his niece Mary Trump has said, he owns the most colossal and fragile ego on the planet. His frail self-image fears external confirmation that he's a loser. Restoration would represent redemption. Trump has another, more pressing need to get himself back into the White House, as Aftergut said. We received a strong whiff of Trump's fear of federal prosecution when he unendorsed Rep. Mo Brooks, who revealed the former president had been asking him since September of 2021 to help him overturn Joe Biden's election. Second, and likely more important, is his fear of federal prosecution. Aftergut added, the presidency brings immunity from it under Justice Department memos. Although Attorney General Merrick Garland has appeared reluctant to prosecute Trump, he remains exposed to federal prosecution on a variety of charges, including charges related to January 6th, absent a return to the White House. Aftergut notes that the former president, who under any circumstance has no immunity from prosecution at the state or local level, probably fears federal action more. It seems clear that Trump has more to fear from any indictment by the Justice Department with its far greater resources and with the venue for any trial in Washington, where he cannot count on a follower or two to be on the jury to hang it. Yeah, that would suck for you, Trump. It's almost like you got to run to avoid the big house. I mean, talk about a motivated candidate. He might be out there shaking lots of hands and kissing lots of babies. I mean, if the alternative, lose the election, go to prison, I think he's going to be campaigning his orange diapered ass off. What do you think?
I don't think that it's going to go well for him as well as he thinks it is. Judging by the crowd size that he's got right now and judging by the stuff that he said and plus all the allegations coming out and more of the information that we're getting, I don't see anybody but the hardest core of believers jumping in on this. And I don't think that there's as many of them as everybody thinks there are.
Well, Ted Cruz is amongst the hardest core of believers. We learned from the Washington Post earlier in this big show that Ted Cruz, he was like the credibility behind the coup. And we also learned from the 44-page decision of Judge Carter, and I'm just going to read a little bit from that decision. The illegality of the plan was obvious, Carter, who was appointed by former President Clinton, wrote. Our nation was founded on the peaceful transition of power, epitomized by George Washington laying down his sword to make way for democratic elections. Ignoring this history, President Trump vigorously campaigned for the vice president to single-handedly determine the results of the 2020 election. Carter said there was enough evidence to find a likelihood that Trump committed at least two felonies, obstruction of an official proceeding, a serious charge that has been brought against hundreds of Capitol riot defendants, and conspiracy to defraud the United States. However, this ruling in the federal court in California has no direct bearing on whether Trump will face criminal charges over his efforts to undermine the 2020 results. Carter's decision came in a dispute over a subset of documents that the Select Committee has demanded in its subpoena. But that little federal judge ruling today, at least from early reports I'm hearing, Fancy Brian, that's going to send out a clarion call at the Department of Justice. When the federal courts make a statement of alleged criminality, if this was any other American other than Donald Trump, they would have stopped everything right now. And if there was not an open investigatory file, they'd be opening that file right now. Upon the ruling this afternoon, everything would have dropped in FBI headquarters. So I strongly suspect if there wasn't an open file against Donald Trump, when Judge Carter, when he dropped this ruling today and alleges the former president probably committed multiple felonies and there's overwhelming evidence thereof just in the, 111 emails he reviewed, I think the Department of Justice will come a-calling. And that horse crap lawsuit that Trump rolled out against Hillary Clinton, just throw some crap against the wall. Because then you can say, see, everybody's got a little dirt in their past. I just threw some in Hillary's. Thank you to my fine earlier guest. He's, now in my past, but perhaps in the future as well. Former Wisconsin State Senator Dale Schultz. He was the twice-elected majority leader here in the great state. Had a lot to say. If you missed his interview, please find the podcast at darnwy.com. 1 minute left. Fancy Brian tells me we're down 1 minute to play in the period. So any big shockers in the brackets? I know you barely watched the basketball. I watched basketball.
I did watch the St. Pete's. That pretty much destroyed most people's brackets. And
I had Kentucky. It destroyed mine.
Yeah. But again, at the end of the day, the big names are in there again. And all right, things go as usual.
Let me wreck it for all of you. Just picture Dominic in a banana yellow thong bikini on a beach in Florida. And then, in your own brain, don't say gay. Have a great night, everyone. He's very, very confident in this man. Hope you're having a great vacation without me, Dom. We'll see you on the radio again tomorrow.
If we had had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said so.
I hope it's not true, but it looks like it is.
Ted Cruz, go f*** yourself.